happy, beautiful day, whatever day it is. Thanks for tuning in to this next episode, episode 2 of Thoughts with Tea. Right now, I actually don't have necessarily like tea that I'm drinking. I'm drinking, well, I call it tea because it's not coffee, but it's my version of coffee, which we'll get more into in later episodes of my passion for alternative coffee. But right now, I am drinking a mix of mushrooms. You know, that's a whole thing now. It's a trend. Mushrooms. I love mushrooms. But yeah, it's like lion's mane, reishi, and then I have some guarana, which is like potent caffeine. So it is caffeinated, but it's not coffee. It's a different bean. But it's yummy. It's actually like has health benefits too that I've researched that are good for the heart, and it gives you a different caffeine high, but it definitely caffeinates you. I'm like, okay. But it's like supposedly good for the heart, you know, there's benefits there. So, you know, I don't have all my facts in front of me right now. I just wanted to share, but we can get more into that later. But yeah, that's what I'm drinking. And it gets me focused, you know, and I have ADHD. So, yep, I'm on medication for it. But that'll be next, a different episode. Yeah, probably next episode we'll talk about that. I'm not on a stimulant though. I can't do those. So we can talk a little bit more about my experience with my ADHD. But yeah, wow, I'm back. Here I am, back at it again for that sounded like call her daddy. She used to say that all the time. Wow, she's really inspired me and influenced me, obviously. But yeah, I'm back at it again with the second episode, even with my ADHD. I'm proud of myself. It takes a lot. I mean, this podcast thing is definitely a lot of moving parts, and it's technical, and there's a lot of planning, but I love it. I kind of love it. You know, I'm just learning a lot, and so I don't really know the right steps for me and like the right like order of operations, exactly how I need to be like planning all of this, but I'm getting there, and it's kind of fun, you know, and it is something that I went to school for, like I said in my other episode. So it reminds me of like doing homework, which I didn't like, but I enjoyed my media classes. You know, I liked college for, you know, for those reasons of learning and like having like doing a project that you're passionate about and writing an essay that you're passionate about, and it like you get a good grade on it. It feels so good. But man, it was hard. College is, school is so hard when you have ADHD. We'll talk about that later though. Oh, the neurodivergent craziness. But anyways, this episode is about social media. So before we talk about social media and the effects of all of that, I did kind of want to continue introducing myself a little bit. I didn't really go that deep, but it's like, you know, this podcast is like an onion. There's layers. There's layers to it. So you'll just find more and more out in each episode. You got to stay tuned. But yeah, so I touched on this in the last episode a little bit, but not as deeply as I wanted to. So yeah, I wanted to talk more about authenticity, and really the sole purpose of this podcast is to create a space of authenticity for me, for others, and who I have on the podcast to interview. I just want it to be a space where hard topics can be easier to talk about through authenticity, and that is just going to be always the reminder because of how powerful it is. And yeah, it is, it's just difficult in a world of social media, you know, and that's why this is the topic of this episode is, you know, we just kind of always put up a front and here's my post from the weekend. Here's what I did. Happy, happy holiday. This is what I did on this holiday. This is what I did on this holiday. Cool. It's a front, you know? And that's always, and that's just like what, you know, and there's not, there's just so many layers. There's not anything bad with sharing something fun that you did over the weekend with your friends and family, which is mainly what we use social media for, is just to share what we're doing and to stay connected. And I love that for it, for that reason, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so, but there's just this deeper root of like avoidance that has carried on from generations to generations. And now we live in the social media generation where we can avoid things by posting about positive things in our life, or posting about the positive things and then neglecting the negative things that are going on. It's just so easy to do that, you know? And so then it becomes harder to be authentic. So yeah, I really want to create that space and be that authentic person for those that need to hear it, you know? And yeah, but I'm not, it's just hard to be vulnerable, you know? And so I'm not very like great at it yet, but I've made a lot of progress in myself and in that way. And yeah, I've always worn my heart on my sleeve. So that is going to continue if it means the positive impact that being purely authentic can be. So yeah. I also kind of wanted to shout out too, that I didn't shout out in my last episode, was there's more reasons, even more reasons why I'm doing this, is some of my dear friends are doing podcasts. You know, I mean, I talked about in the last episode, like, oh, everyone's doing it. But I respect these women so much that have created a podcast and are just doing their thing. So yeah, my friend Endless Podcast, check her out. She, Bailey, I wanted to shout you out, girl. She really like was a motivating factor for me. You did it, girl. You just did it. And I loved listening to her podcast, and she made me realize I can really just do it if I have that interest too. So yeah, that's a good one. And one of my friends also did one from back in high school. Sarai, I wanted to shout you out. Go listen to Lunar Living. Her and her sister talk weekly about the lunar cycle, all kinds of things, spirituality. I just love seeing it. I love seeing it. And we're all supporting each other, and it's beautiful and authentic. There's so much authenticity going around over there, and being true to ourselves and just following like this spark of passion that we have to make a podcast. And just, yeah, it's beautiful. And it's really hard to follow through, at least for me. It's very hard for me to follow through with projects, but this one is just, it has to happen. So yeah, I just really wanted to talk about them and the more reasons why I'm doing this. So yeah, but okay, let's get more into, it's crazy how fast time goes by when I'm recording. Kind of just like get lost in this microphone and I'm like, oh wow, it's already, you know, time is going. So I love it though. I want like a little bit more lengthy episodes, but how about you let me know what you guys think about the length of episodes. So, okay. So social media, such a big, huge, huge part of who we are and what we are today. So I wanted to, of course, go over the pros and cons of social media. And since I am an optimistic person, you know me, if you know me, I try to be positive. I got some demons and I got some dark parts of myself, like we all do, but I really lean towards being positive and trying to be just right off the bat. That's what I try to be. So yeah, I want to start with the pros of social media first. And that is, you know, social media is beautiful in the way of its connectiveness, and it connects generations and relatable content, like generations, older generations, younger generations. There's all this relatable content floating around on social media that, you know, can connect us. And then you go into the comment section and someone says something funny and you're like, yeah, and you know, that's cool. That's bringing us together, you know, no matter how different we all are or how, wherever we come from, it's connecting us in that like brief moment, you know? And, you know, that's really cool. And I think what's also why I wanted to touch on with the generations is that, you know, my generation is like, I'm on the cusp of millennial and Gen Z. I was born in 1997. That is like, to me, that was the last year of a whole generation. I don't know. I'm on the cusp of millennial and Gen Z for sure. Like, I relate to both. I'm technically a Gen Z, but I still have like millennial in me, because that I grew up with millennials, you know? So yeah, it's, I relate to both. So I really feel like my year specifically, 97, shout out, we are bridging the gap, you know? And it's tough. It's a tough little place to be, because you're not there nor there, you know? I'm just like teetering. And yeah, so, but it's amazing that on social media, millennial and Gen Zs, it's like a very connectiveness generation, I feel like. I mean, both can like talk crap about one another. But those are the people that are primarily on TikTok and like doing and Instagram and doing all that stuff. And we are like very kind of jointed, which is cool to think about, you know, that we've, you know, created a online community, and there's just so many things that we all can relate to, with like how we grew up and media and TV, and it's a whole phenomenon, and that's going to be another episode. So yeah, that's a positive thing, I think, you know, and there's a lot of community in social media, and that's so cool. Like, you can find your niche, you can find your people, and you can relate and you can talk to them when you feel alone. There's someone out there that feels the same way as you and is like you. And that's really cool. And I think we needed that as a whole. We needed to know that we're not alone in ways. So, and so many stigmas have been like not, have been reduced, and they're not stigmas anymore through social media. And people are just speaking their mind, and that's so cool. You know, that's a necessity. That's what has to happen right now. We have to speak our truth, and we have to have a voice. Now anyone can have a voice. Before, it was very limited and empty for the people that didn't have a space, that aren't public figures, you know, just the everyman, everyday people, you know, and sad. That's sad. And now we have so much space, and it's pretty mind-blowing how viral someone can go for just one single simple video, a stupid video or a hilarious video. It's strange. My mind actually can't grasp when I see like something that's gotten a million views. It's like, what? Like, I physically can't grasp that, but it's happening. It's crazy. So yeah, you know, those are some pros. And also another pro I really wanted to touch on is that artists can win with social media. Artists, the underdogs, can win. Before, it was really hard. Struggling artists were struggling and not making money. And now I think it's a lot easier for artists to get their name out, get their art out, and people love it. People love seeing art, and of all capacities, of all mediums. And it's so much easier to get art out there now, and for artists to have winning stories and to make it and you know, live their art and do their art. That is so amazing. It makes me so like kind of teary-eyed and passionate for our generation of artists that can, you know, make waves in that sphere. So that's great. You know, they can do something with their platform. There's just so much creation out there. And I love to see our generation doing that with the tools that we have, you know? So that is huge, I think. And actually, you know, why I'm doing this, I feel like I can have a voice and share it on social media in this way, in this capacity, is makes me believe that, you know, there's change that can happen. And it's so fun to create. I am a creator at heart and an artist at heart in my own way. And I just have kind of, that has been living dormant in me, my artist in me, because I'm just out here surviving, working, paying my bills. But creating this podcast is unleashing the artist within me, because there is creation and writing and all of this, all these visions in my head of where this podcast could go. And I love being able to tap into that girl, because she's, you know, she's ready. And it's all possible because of where we are today with the internet and social media, and how anyone can just pick up a microphone and make a podcast and market themselves. Like, I'm thankful for that. Finally, you know, it's like something that's always been in my little dream. No, big, I'm a big dreamer, but in the little girl is what I meant to say, is the little girl in me that wanted so much more. So we're getting there. But yeah, now we have to get to the cons. I'm sorry. We got to get to the cons of social media, because that is very important that we do talk about it. And because it is our everyday and we're kind of trapped in it, especially if you're, you know, a business owner and you have, you know, you're marketing your stuff, you're selling your stuff online, you're doing whatever you're doing online. It's, you got to have like a social media page for it, and you get kind of trapped into that. So it's like, how can we have healthy boundaries and a healthy lifestyle with social media? Like, I'm not sure. And I would exactly what that answer is. So I would like to have someone on that's like a, I don't know, a social media expert or someone, but also mental health expert as well, that can help guide us in this very, you know, new time of the internet. It's so hard to navigate. No one gave us a guidebook. And that's what's crazy about our generation, specifically that I was talking about earlier, being like the ones that are bridging the gap. Like, no one told us how to do this. Our elders don't know how to do this. What are we doing? You know, it's a wild time. But yeah, so anyways, let's get right to it. Sorry. I think mental health is a huge, huge topic when we talk about social media and the effects. And I mean, okay, so I looked up on Google, you know, AI Google, the effects of social media. And what pops up is mental health, sleep deprivation, addiction, body image, relationships, and cyberbullying. Ugh. So rough. That's a lot. It's a lot there. And we've all been victim to it. We've all felt it growing up with social media. We've all had those negative effects. Staying up all night. You know, it's bad. It's bad. So, you know, everything in moderation is what we can, you know, just strive for. But how? When it's addicting, like how, you know? So I try to be strict with myself. I started doing this. This is a tip that you can, you know, do. I got the app block, which someone on TikTok, you know, advertised to me, and I started doing it. So 2 days a week, I like won't be on social media for like the first half of the day. You have to pay for the app, so I'm not doing that, right? So I just block out certain times, and it really does help because I'm like, oh yeah, I need to go enjoy my life. I need to go do actual things and live like a human being and not be on my phone. So it is, that's helpful. But yeah, so when you're just scrolling and scrolling, the doom scroll, I don't know what that does to your, I know what it does to your brain. I mean, we know this, we know all the pros and cons to social media really, but it's when it's this impacted this big, I just got to talk about it, you know, in more depth. It's worth a shot to talk more about it. And yeah, there's just so much that you're seeing that isn't real, so fake, you know, there's such fake stuff out there. And the con, super big con, is there's misinformation going around and people are just believing whatever they're seeing. And that's affecting young people terribly, you know, because they don't know better. They're naive. I mean, the younger generation of Gen Z with TikTok and social media is so scary. And I want to find out how we can support them better, you know, especially if, you know, I want to have children one day. Like, this is a disaster. It's sad. It's affecting them, I think, worse than it was for my generation that started in high school with it. I mean, that was a crazy time because it was just so new. And so there was a lot of, you know, the cyberbullying and just crazy stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Okay. It gets me emotional. I really love kids and, you know, working with kids and just the youth. And I just feel for them. And it was not easy growing up in this age for me. So just can't imagine what it's like for, you know, the younger kiddos that just don't know better. And so then I wanted to talk about like the identity crisis that probably happens in young people. And I mean, for my generation too, like finding out who you are in the social media age is like, what? You don't know. You just don't. No, it's hard. It's hard to find that identity, and we're all unique individuals, but there's so much imitation and bandwagon culture with social media. Can be good and bad. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with matching your friend, but like, not saying that. I don't know. It can be so hard to cultivate individuality in this age of social media and just pushing everyone to be who they really are. But it definitely exists, and there is people that are just absolutely so beautiful and unique spreading that on social media. And so there's just a lot, there's so much pros and cons, there's so much duality in this world, and especially in the sphere of social media, there's so much duality. It's going to be just great. But no matter what, bottom line, if we're overusing these platforms, it's unhealthy, very unhealthy. And it's become very normal just to overuse it. Like, I just would love to sit down with, you know, and I am going to make this happen, but sit down with a social media mental health expert and see like what the happy number, like how many hours a week should we actually be consuming social media and scrolling? And it's probably like to where it could be like manageable and healthy. Like, is that true? Is there a happy number for that? I don't know. But yeah, we're just going to have to find ways to properly manage it. It's sad, but this episode's already getting long. My goodness. I guess I should start wrapping it up then. But yeah, social media is something I can this topic I could talk about forever because it's always in the forefront of like my mind. I feel like our mind, because, you know, I connect a lot with my best friends on social media. Like usually I think that is the main reason I keep going on, because I want to see, you know, what my girlfriends are doing and I want to send them love and vice versa. It always, I love doing that with my friend, and that's who we are. You know, it's like, we're sending each other funny memes or sending each other things like that becomes a part of friendship, you know, especially when you're really busy and you're an adult and you don't have time to FaceTime a lot, you know, going on social media and sharing with your best friends is like a part of it. And so I don't want to lose that. And it's just, it's who we've become, but it's really finding that healthy boundary with it, you know? And so, okay, I did want to talk too. I'll wrap up here in a second, but I did want to talk about what, like last year, was it when I really decided I'm going to make a podcast, but it took a while, but I had the, you know, the solid plant, the solid idea, the plant, the seed was planted. And it was when my friend Bailey in this podcast, I was listening to her. And so I was like, okay, she's doing it. I can do it. Like, this is amazing. And so in that period of time, I was going through a lot personally, like having trouble with my pet and some financial stressors in life. And I just really took time inward and, you know, kind of went into hermit mode. And I deleted social media for a month. And that was the longest I've ever done that. It was great. And I was just living life and I felt so present. And throughout the years, like sometimes I'll just take like a 2 week break or whatever I feel like is needed, which I think is so helpful and needed for all of us. We should all reflect on when a good time to take social media breaks are and follow that and just do it, you know, and have that healthy boundary with yourself and being like consistent. Yeah, it's just being consistent with yourself, and it's hard, but it felt good to do that and I didn't really miss it. And that whole time I took a break, I just dove so deep into podcasts, like listening to podcasts. And I was an avid podcast listener at that time. And I mean, I still am, but I just dove into that and realized for me, having a podcast is just the right outlet for me versus having like doing something else on social media, you know? It's just, it's the perfect outlet. And that's really what like this is for me, is that is an outlet, you know? And social media just wasn't working. I always have so many ideas of like, oh, this would be a cool video, whatever, you know, like I'm a creator, you know, it's that, it's in me. I love doing it, but I never actually execute it and do it because part of me hates social media. I just, you know, I get disinterested sometimes. I don't know. I just, it's a weird relationship I got with social media. Aren't we all have that somehow? So I don't know. I knew that if I wanted to make any kind of like impact on the internet, on social media, it would have to be through a podcast. I need a greater entity to use social media, you know, in that way. I have to have like a higher purpose to everything, or I have no interest and I just don't do it. So it's hard. It's been hard in the workforce. I like have to have a job that's meaningful and I'm making an impact, or I just can't do it. Sorry. Oops. I said it. Okay. That's all I'm going to say here. I think I need to be cut off. but yeah, whatever. A little bit about me. So, okay. I'm going to wrap up here with some mindfulness and hopefulness for our future of social media and AI. It's happening. It's coming. It's scary. There's nothing we can do about it. But I mean, I guess there is things we can do about it for our own sake. And I guess really the best thing you can do right now is protect yourself, take care of yourself, and do what you need to do for your healthy life to live a healthy life and just to have strict boundaries and everything that is toxic and fake and harmful to our mental health. You just have to be, you have to protect yourself, and you gotta heal on your own. But you have so much support, and this podcast will be another outlet and source of support for you on your journey. I'm here to help. I've been through a lot. I want so much for all of you and for every and to take so much from others that will be on this podcast to help us guide through the craziness of this world. So let's take a deep breath. Have a sip of tea. Maybe close your eyes for a second and just imagine what it looks like and feels like to have healthy boundaries with social media and the outside world, and, you know, always doing what's best for you, which is almost impossible to do all the time, but it is possible each day to do things to protect yourself and to nourish your soul. So think of that. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to this episode. This was the one that was on my mind for so long. Yeah. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Do something for you. And yeah, that's it. Love you guys. Bye.